The Book of Galatians, Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not from men, neither through man, but through Jesus Christ, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us out of this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so quickly turning away from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different message of good news, which is not another, only there are some who trouble you, and would distort the good news of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you good news other than that which we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so I say now again, if any man preaches to you good news other than that which you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God, or am I striving to please men? If I were still pleasing men, I should not be a slave of Christ. For I make known to you, brothers, as concerning the good news which was preached by me, that it is not after man. For neither did I receive it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came to me through revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my manner of life in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and made havoc of it. And I advanced in the Jews' religion beyond many of my own age among my countrymen, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it was the good pleasure of God, who separated me, even from my mother's womb and called me through his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach the good news of him among the Gentiles, right away I did not confer with flesh and blood, neither did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia, and again I returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, and tarried with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles, except James the Lord's brother. Now concerning the things which I write to you, look, before God, I don't lie. Then I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was still unknown by face to the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they only heard it said, he who once persecuted us now preaches the good news of the faith of which he once made havoc, and they glorified God in me.